Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Black Prince of Preacher. That's who it is. In the building. Already. Y'all ready for this one? They ain't ready. We finna do it. The whole church finna be quiet. You know, lately, every time people see me, they be like, there he go. Got the whole church crunk if the Holy Ghost farted. There he go. You know how we do, we bout to get the party started. There he go. You know how we do, if the spirit takes you move, you better move. There he go. But don't be hating what I'm doing. I hate to be blunt, but I'm so lit. Mayweather on the flow, look a drop hit. Big time my lifestyle, see I'm hood rich. Hammer time on the track, yep, I'm too legit. Yeah. Hold up, bring it back, can't touch this. Play the cost to be the boss and I ain't leave no tip. I preach, you preach, but we ain't the same. I'm different, plus I wear two chains. Church so fucking need a dance floor. DJ in the choir, I just wanna see you praise more. Spirit moving like, whoa, what you hating for? If you doubting what we doing, you can hit the dope for show. We don't need you, nope, we don't need you. Just accept the fact you was here for a season. I'm so past it, you can't see me. If you really miss me, turn on your TV. There you go. Got the whole church crunk, it's the Holy Ghost party. Got the whole church crunk, you know they about to get it started. There you go. And you know how we do, if the spirit tell you move, you better move. There you go. But don't be hating what I'm doing. God being so good, I had to turn up. Got your rockin' side to side with your hands up. That's two steps. Rock with it.
Go ahead.
If you really love them, then
slide with it. Yeah.
To the left, hold it to the right. Don't dip, not drop it. Keep it tight. I'm on a natural high. This that top flight. It's the Holy Ghost party tonight. And if you're hating on us, you need to stop it.
Stop.
Knowing me and views as soon as we drop it. How we at the top, but still climbing. Beat the game down to dust, but still grinding. Switch the flow, what the still shining. New whip was coming, it's a matter of timing. Number one on the charts and ain't declining. My little light shining so bright that it's blinding. There he go. Got the whole church crunk, it's the Holy Ghost party.
There he go.
Got the hands in the air so you know we about to get it started.
There he go.
You know how we do, if the spirit tell you move, you better move.
There he go.
But don't be hating what I'm doing. Hold up, show you what my God about.
Yeah.
If you an atheist, it might get turned out. Once you feel the spirit, then you start to shout. You won't understand the words coming out your mouth. Yeah, it's crazy, I know it sounds crazy. I was on the road to hell and he saved me. Gracie mercy is what he gave me. Now I try to pay him back with my praises. Dancing in the streets like I'm David. I'm so lost in the spirit, I'm faded. But I don't praise Jesus cause I rock.
And why you
praise? I praise him cause my name in the book of life.
Okay, here he go.
Got the whole church party, the Holy Ghost party. Got the hands in the air, so you know we about to get it started.
There he go.
You know how we do with the spirit, tell you move, you better move.
There he go.
Tell you what.
But don't be hating what I'm doing.
Yeah. I see.
What is this?
Got the church crunk.
I see your old lady
church
with your
crunk.
Walking cane. Go
ahead,
I'm gonna do it.
You better pick that walking cane back up. You know you're only different, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And we
got the church crunk.
And amen. There you go. And there I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome, y'all. Hallelujah to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministry Prayer Line. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers is in the building. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you on today. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and get started with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you on today, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name.
We want to ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit come in and move in our tonight, Lord. Our ears are open, our hearts are receptive. We are ready for you to teach us on tonight, Lord. Give us your revelation. Give us your wisdom, Lord. Give us your knowledge, Lord. And we are ready to receive what you have for us. Lord, we bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on tonight. And we want you to know, Lord, that we love you. We adore you on today. We magnify you. We lift you up. You are the Almighty God. There is no God next to you, no God above you, and there never will be. And we just want to praise and magnify your name on tonight. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you that have called in to the prayer line. Those of you that tuned in on tonight, hallelujah, live on TikTok. We thank God for you on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to go and get started with the word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight we're going to be coming from Matthew chapter 5. Praise God. Matthew chapter 5. And we will be beginning, amen, at verse number, hallelujah, 10. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's Matthew chapter 5, verse number 10. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And if we were going to title this message tonight, hallelujah, the title of the message would be, Here Comes the Hate. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. Here comes the hate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, in this, hallelujah, amen, world, praise God, that we live in, hallelujah, whether it's faith-based world, whether you're in the secular world, whatever place your vote right now, just to say, for the sake of argument, praise God, hallelujah, no matter where you at, you have been taught, hallelujah, to aspire to be great. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have been taught to aspire to be great. Hallelujah, amen. And you have been taught since a child to want to achieve more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If your parents were anything like mine, well, hallelujah, amen, they would tell you, hallelujah, I want you to be accomplished more than what I did. I want you to be better than what I was. For some of us, that's why our parents were so hard on us. Praise God, because they told us, I want you to do better than what I did. I don't want you to make the same mistakes I did, because I want you to be further along in your life at my age than I am. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have been taught to want to achieve. And whether you saved or whether you not, either way, it's amazing to me, because either way we say we done got blessed. Praise God. If you out there shooting dice, amen, and you hit for 10,000, you say, oh, the Lord and bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even though God ain't got nothing to do with it. Praise God. But either way, when we achieve a financial or monetary gain, praise God, we say it's a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's a difference between people in the world, praise God, and people that are supposed to be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. Both are aspiring to be, have more. Praise God. On both sides of the fence. Both of us want more. Hallelujah. And as a Christian, hallelujah, as a Muslim, as a Buddhist, whatever you is, you can sit there and try to say, no, hallelujah, I'm happy where I'm at. I don't aspire no more than what I got. Hallelujah, praise God. But if I was to give it to you, you wouldn't turn it down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we all aspire to want more. We want bigger houses, even though you don't even go through the one room apartment you got now. Hallelujah. But we want bigger. We want bigger cars. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nicer things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But the difference between us, hallelujah, that say we saved, those of us that say we following God, hallelujah, and those people in the world that shoot for these things, hallelujah, amen, praise God. The people in the world ain't as much in their feelings as we are. Praise God. Hallelujah. People in the world, hallelujah, amen, understand that with more money, more power. That's what Biggie said. Praise God. The more money I get, the more I accomplish, the more status I achieve, the higher the Lord takes me. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to be talked about. People ain't going to like me, and people are going to hate. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I see on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all these other social media devices, the faith world, the people of the faith world, this year is my year. This year I'm going to be blessed. This year I'm going to achieve. This year, this year, this year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The problem is these are the same, hallelujah, people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who get offended. Praise God. If I say something about you now, if I comment on your Facebook post today, praise God, it's going to be all hell or high water. Praise God, hallelujah, because you took offense to something I said about you. Praise God, hallelujah. But people of the world understand, hallelujah, this comes with the territory. And they are ready and prepared to receive whatever ridicule, whatever hate that they get from anyone else. God say amen, praise God, hallelujah. It's time. We always based on repentance. That's always the basis of every message that we come with, and that the word repentance literally means to change your mind, praise God, hallelujah. So we're coming tonight to get you to change your mind about everybody liking you. Praise God. Don't think you're going to be successful and make everybody happy. Praise God. Don't think, amen, praise God, that you are actually going to, hallelujah, succeed in life and somebody else who wasn't as ambitious as you were, praise God, didn't reach for it or believe God like you did, praise God. Don't think, amen, that they ain't going to be sitting on the other side of the street hating on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the scripture for some further affirmation on this. Hallelujah. Like I said, we're going to Matthew chapter 5. This is the famous Sermon on the Mountain that Jesus preached. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm not going to go through the whole sermon, because if you got a red edition, a red letter Bible, and you get ready to turn right now, you're going to see how long that sermon was. Praise God. If I was explaining this whole sermon, we'd be here all night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to attack what we're talking about tonight. Amen. And that's the hate. Get ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Here comes the hate. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says verse 10. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. Blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the... Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go back to verse 10. He starts off saying blessed. That's the way we pronounce it for some reason. But basically, blessed are they which are persecuted. Praise God. Hallelujah. So with the blessing comes persecution. Praise God. Hallelujah. And anytime God smiles his love upon you, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody is going to, hallelujah, shine their hate upon you. Praise God. Hallelujah. For various reasons. We can go into the reasons why people hate. Hallelujah. The way they was raised, the way they were taught. Hallelujah. They could be just jealous. Could be an evil spirit. Could be this, that, or the other thing. Praise God. But the truth is, when it comes to you, hallelujah, amen, praise God, that their reasoning, amen, doesn't even matter to you right now. Praise God, because there's so many people that are going to be hating on you, you don't have time to get your feelings involved. Praise God, hallelujah. This ain't no one-on-one, this the neighbor down the street, and okay, I'm just going to go down there and talk to him and pray for him. And no. You want to be successful in God. Hallelujah, praise God. So if you want to be successful in God, you are going to be persecuted for his sake. But you are going to be blessed. Hallelujah, through the persecution. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look what he says. Hallelujah. When men shall revile you, that word vile, hallelujah, means to criticize you in an angry or evil way. Praise God. Hallelujah. That means they're going to talk about everything you do. Hallelujah. Praise God. They're going to talk about what you do in the church and out the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're going to talk about however you make your money, whatever job you got. That's not good enough for a man or woman of God to be doing. You're supposed to be set aside. You ain't supposed to be working in a liquor store. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even though you only know I work in a liquor store because you came and bought the liquor. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. But see, people are going to persecute you. Hallelujah, for whatever you do. Remember what he said, hallelujah, in Psalms chapter 1. He said, whatever you put your hand to, don't prosper. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said, you're going to be persecuted even though you in the right. Go back and read it. He said, blessed are those, verse 10, who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. You are in the right, but yet people are still going to persecute you. Hallelujah. When you stand up for justice at your job, when you stand up for justice in your community, when you stand up for justice in the church, glory to God. Because we like to look over the injustices that go on in our religious organizations. We don't want to look at the injustice in the church, the injustice in the mosque. Hallelujah, the injustice in the synagogue. Hallelujah, praise God, because we are supposed to be righteous. Glory to God. And when you see this injustice and you stand up for it, you will be persecuted even though you're in the right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God says, blessed is you. I'm going to put a blessing on you because you stood up for what was right, even though you knew you would be persecuted for it. Some of you didn't know. Hallelujah. And it came by surprise. Hallelujah. Praise God. It came by surprise. Hallelujah. Amen. That you were suddenly persecuted for doing the right thing. Hallelujah. You see your best friend, boyfriend out with some other chick. Hallelujah. And you being a best friend, that's my sister. I can't let her be out here looking stupid like that. Let me tell her about her man. Glory to God. But then she turn around and they flip it on you and now she mad at you. Now you being messy. Now you being a hater. You was doing the right thing. But suddenly they want to persecute you even though you were in the right, because somebody in the mix is going to always manipulate the situation and make who's ever right be seen like they're in the wrong. Glory to God. Look at Jesus. Look at Yahshua. Hallelujah. What happened with him? He made a very clear statement. He said, if you tear this temple down, I will build it back up in 3 days. Glory to God. They took that statement and twisted and turned it and said that he said he was going to tear down the temple. Glory to God. Even if you thought I was talking about that building instead of this body, hallelujah, you neglected the fact that I said I was going to build it back in 3 days. Hallelujah. And things that you are going to say are going to be misconstrued, twisted up, and used against you. That's why the police tell you anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. But I want to tell you anything you say can and will be used against you. Hallelujah, amen, among a jury of your peers in this world. Hallelujah. They will take it. They will twist it. Hallelujah, praise God. And they will make you out to be the bad guy when you were doing the right thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But look what he says, praise God. Hallelujah, amen, and persecute you in verse 11. Men who revile you, those are, they just don't accuse you, just ridicule you and talk about you for no reason and persecute you. That's the part. They're going to persecute you. Hallelujah, praise God. They may not crucify you, your body, like they did Jesus. They may not kill you physically. Hallelujah, but as you can see, people ain't there killing people no more. Hallelujah, amen. It's cheaper. Hallelujah, for you to still be alive, and I just damage your credibility. Hallelujah, I just put dirt and salt and grime on your name. Praise God, I say in one of my songs, these haters are digging up dirt, and they ain't even got a shovel. They're going to be making up stuff, just digging up crap, hallelujah, just so they can persecute you. Hallelujah, they're going to be looking through your past like you are a politician, going all the way back. Just so they can find something, hallelujah, against you. Praise God, hallelujah, that they can use to try to turn everybody else against you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We might as well just face the fact that we got haters in this world. And you don't know why they hating on you. Some of y'all are like, I have less than that man. I have less than that woman, but they keep hating on me. Praise God, hallelujah. That's because you are a child of God. Hallelujah. 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 It says, amen, and shall say all manner. Now, understand, all manner. See, that's why God has built us like the government built soldiers. Praise God, hallelujah. I was asking a guy at work, hallelujah, amen, he's a veteran. I say, do they really do like they do in the movies when you go to boot camp? When they talk about your mama and talk about your daddy and call you all kind of filthy, this, that, and all other things. He said, yeah, they do. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know why? Because they don't want anything, amen, to be able to get you in your feelings. Praise God. When you out there on the battlefield, you have to make critical decisions, and your feelings, hallelujah, cannot be a part of your decision. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. A lot of us have made decisions about the way we feel. We cannot be like an Esau. Esau felt hungry. So he made a life-changing decision and sold his birthright to fulfill a feeling. Hallelujah. Praise God. They don't want you out there getting captured by the enemy and giving away all the secrets of the United States. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because somebody said something about your mama. Hallelujah. So they train you up to be tough to where somebody, then you can just take it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They can just take it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And deal with the ridicule. Much like, hallelujah, the troll. Amen. On the social media. Praise God. We got to deal, hallelujah, with the trolls that just come on and say any and everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But God, amen, said, I have built you to take it. I have built you to the point that you can look at a degrading comment about you. You can hear somebody say something negative about you, and you are at the point where you will not respond. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You hear all the preachers and some of us, they all talk about Joel. Joel ain't no real preacher. He's an inspirational speaker. Joel in the Illuminati. Joel this, Joel on scene that, Joel got all the money. Have you ever heard Joel say anything bad? Why would he? Praise God. Why would I stoop myself to a lower level, hallelujah, and comment back to a person that can't write a check that I can? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You'll probably have to borrow the money that I got in my pocket. Why would I stoop to the level, hallelujah, of actually answering back a person who ain't on my? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, hallelujah, all manner of evil. They're going to talk about your bedside manner. They're going to talk about your wife was a hoe. They're going to say your man was a dog. He got outside babies here and there. Hallelujah, amen. And it says, watch this, evil against you falsely. That's why you can't believe everything somebody say about somebody. Glory to God. You can't believe every rumor you see on TV. You can't believe TMZ. You can't believe the news. You can't believe YouTube. You can't believe nothing that you see. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because especially when they're talking about the children of God. Hallelujah. When they talk about people that's trying to do things for the sake of righteousness. They might not necessarily have a churchy appearance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the things that they are doing are benefiting the society in which they live. And therefore, the devil don't like it. But the devil likes division. Praise God. The Bible says a house that's divided cannot stand. That's what the devil wants. He wants us to stay divided. He doesn't want us to be united. Hallelujah. Therefore, he comes to bring division. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he will do that by any means necessary. If he got a lie on you, if he got to fabricate something. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil will do whatever he can, whether it's true or not. Hallelujah. Amen. To try to take you down. Hallelujah. Yes. He's using people to do it. But we battle not against flesh and blood. Flesh and blood seem like they the ones doing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it's the evil spirits and the principalities that are not of this world. Hallelujah. That are in control. Praise God. And we got to stay prayed up. Hallelujah. Amen. And we got to stay in the word. A lot of y'all ain't in the word, so y'all won't know that these things come with being blessed. Hallelujah. Nobody out there that you like that's successful, praise God, everybody likes it. Nobody. Hallelujah. Somebody hates them somewhere. Praise God. Somebody hates Barack Obama. Hallelujah. It seems like everybody. Somebody hates Denzel Washington. It seems like everybody loves him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You can't be in the entertainment. You can't be a singer or a rapper and come out with a song without somebody saying this song is trash. Hallelujah. Praise God. These are the things that come with the territory. Hallelujah. Praise God. I always say, don't say you want to be blessed if you don't want nobody to talk about you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look what he says in verse 12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now, I want you to understand what Jesus is saying. He's saying when people start talking about you, when people start hating on you, when people start spreading false rumors on you, hallelujah, praise God, you need to be like Paul Jones, and I won't complain. I'm going to rejoice. Hallelujah, because I got to be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God, not just in this world. Hallelujah, that's the key. Not just in this world. What does he say? Hallelujah, your reward, for great is your reward. Where? In heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Great is your reward in heaven. Hallelujah. So you got something greater waiting for you after this. See, everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God say, amen, all the persecution that you go through in this life, hallelujah, you will be rewarded for it in the next life. Hallelujah. So not only you can be blessed in this life and rewarded in the next life also, glory to God. You just got to be willing to put up with the persecution. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The bigger the blessing, the bigger the persecution. Hallelujah. Yeah, we are blessed. So how blessed are you? Hallelujah. If you want to know how blessed you are, count how many haters you have. Praise God. Count how many times people have talked about. Hallelujah. Praise God. I went back home last Monday and my kids and my baby mama was asking me about some post on Facebook. Somebody said something. I said, women need to know their worth. And then somebody called me a step and they was like, who was that? We need to find out who that was. We going to comment back on their page. For what? I don't know who that is. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, that's the thing. We got to stop going back and forth with people we don't know. See, they know who I am. Oh, Lord, how much. Praise God. But I don't know who they are. So why should I be concerned about somebody I don't know? You need to start thinking higher than who you are, than what you're thinking right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. You think Obama cares what you write on one of his tweets? He don't know you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And even if I know you, glory to God, why would I waste my time? If I know you, that's even a bigger reason for me not to waste my time going back and forth with you when I know what's going on with you. Hallelujah. And I know that's why you hate. I ain't got to call you out. Everybody knows. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he say, for so prosecuted they the prophet. Hallelujah. Now, I admit they talked kind of backwards. They was just trying to get the English language together when they put the Bible together. They didn't know what they was doing with these words. That's why today, even today, the English language is screwed up. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what he's saying is, hallelujah, they also did this to the prophet that came before you. Now keep in mind, Jesus just came from heaven. Hallelujah. So he's telling you, he's giving you an eyewitness testimony. There's something that he knows for sure. He said, I know for sure that the prophets that they persecuted before you got a blessing in heaven. I just left. Hallelujah. The rewards you got down here ain't going to compare to nothing to the rewards I got for you up there. Hallelujah. That's why he said, don't build your treasures up down here where the moth can eat it up and the thieves can steal it. Build it up in heaven. Hallelujah. Where no man can get to it. And it lasts eternal. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 13, he says, ye are the salt of the earth. But look what he said. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, why is he saying it? Hallelujah. It's in direct correlation to what he just got through saying. In other words, don't let, hallelujah, the ridicule of what people, the haters, don't let them cause you to lose your favor. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't cause them to lose your favor. Praise God, because once you lose the flavor of the salt, you can't gain it back. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, there's a lot of people out there that lost their flavor. They done lost the savor. Glory to God. And the thing about it is, they still look like salt. But they heart ain't it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because they had to conform somewhere because they got tired of people talking about them. It don't got the same potency it had when people were hating. Hallelujah, because they done cleaned it up. They done polished it. What they call it, they politically corrected it. Hallelujah, they censored it. Glory to God, hallelujah, because I want to please everybody. I don't want to make nobody mad. Hallelujah, amen. I want everybody to follow me. So in order for everybody to follow me, hallelujah, I got to bland the food down. Everybody don't like seasoning in their food. They don't like spicy food. They don't like too much salt. So I got to make it bland. Hallelujah. And a lot of us have become bland. We have dumbed ourselves down to please others. So we won't have to go through the ridicule, even though it's a blessing that come with it. I look at several examples of people like Dave Chappelle, for example. Hallelujah, amen. They gave him an option. He refused that option. Hallelujah, amen. And now he can do and say whatever he wants because he refused to lose his flavor. He refused to bow down. He refused to conform. He said, I'm going to stay pure, and you can't buy me. Hallelujah. You got to know, praise God, that you got to turn down that first offer. Hallelujah, because they only offering you that to set you up so they can control you. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's on your job. They only trying to give you that raise or promotion so they can put you in a position where you can be a puppet for the company so they can control you. Hallelujah, because nobody wants to be the person at the job that everybody hates because they always running the human resource, because they're always reporting something that's wrong. Hallelujah, amen, and they're in the right, but nobody likes to sit. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. 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 He said, wherein will it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing. Well, once you start blaming it down, once you start dumbing yourself down to please other people, you are good for nothing. Hallelujah. Because a person that won't stand for nothing or fall for anything, that means anybody can come in here any kind of way, and you not, it's a lot. Jesus has a standard. Hallelujah. Yeah, he says, go to the highways and byways. Bring the drug dealers, the prostitutes, the tax collectors, and the pimps. Yeah, bring them all in here. But he also said it's a dress code. Glory to God, which means it's the rules that you have to conform to. Glory to God, hallelujah. And when Jesus told that story, he said the man that would not conform had to be put out because he wouldn't conform. Yeah, you can come in just the way you are right now. Hallelujah, but we got a wardrobe thing. Oh, Lord, how much? Hallelujah. He said, I've come for the sinner to answer a call of repentance. That word repentance literally means to change your mind. You can't come in here and think you're going to still think and do the same things you used to do. You can't come in here a homemonger and stay a homemonger. You can't come in here a liar and a cheater and stay a cheater. Hallelujah. You can't come in here under violating the law of adultery and think you're going to still violate the law of adultery and still receive the blessing of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's like when you was growing up, except it's a little bit different. When you was growing up, and even some of y'all today, your mama and your daddy told you, as long as you in my house, glory to God, you got to follow my rules. Understand, you in my house. I'm paying your rent. Glory to God. I'm putting food on your table. Hallelujah. I'm putting clothes on your back. I'm paying for all your utilities. Glory to God. God is saying, hallelujah, you in my house. Hallelujah. I will provide all of your needs according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But you have to do it my way. You got to follow my rules. Hallelujah. And when you be the one to call out the rules, when you be the one to say you not living right, hallelujah, praise God. Ain't nobody talking about earrings and the way you're dressed and tattoos. And we ain't talking about that, glory to God. We talking about the top 10. You know what they is. Hallelujah. You don't lie. You don't cheat. You don't steal. You honor God. Hallelujah. You don't murder. Praise God. You honor your mother and your father. It's simple. Praise God. You can't be over there cussing your mama and daddy out and thank God gonna bless you. Glory to God. It's some rules. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And one thing I noticed about God, God got simple rules. Don't eat from the tree. Simple. Hallelujah. You don't cheat on your wife. Don't cheat on your husband. Don't lie. Don't bear false witness. The bear false witness is to collaborate somebody else's lie. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I was there with him. We went and seen his mama. I don't know nothing about no club. You're lying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are bearing false witness. You coveting your neighbor's wife every time she come outside to get the man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Simple rule. Hallelujah. Like your mama used to tell you, keep your hands off of stuff that don't belong to you. Hallelujah. No matter what it is, if it don't belong to you, don't touch it. Hallelujah. That ain't your woman. That ain't your man. Don't touch it. Glory to God. Simple rule. Hallelujah. That we make complicated. I make them seem more complicated than they are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read a little bit further. Hallelujah. It is therefore good for nothing, but it will be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Hallelujah. Praise God. He say, amen. Once you get in this thing, if you decide to succumb to the pressure, hallelujah. If you decide, hallelujah, you go get out there and say, hallelujah, amen, God, I apologize. I'm letting these people in, and you can be like this, and this is all right. God is saying, hallelujah, I'm going to kick you out of this thing. Hallelujah. In Revelation, he said, I'm taking away your lampstand. Praise God, hallelujah. In another scripture, he said, every tree that is not producing fruit shall be uprooted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Look what he says you are. Ye are the light of the world. Praise God. Quit trying to be anything else but. Hallelujah. Quit trying not to be seen. Quit trying to be inconspicuous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Quit trying to hide in the shadow. Praise God. It ain't working. Hallelujah. You might as well begin to look at yourself like one of these celebrities on TV. Hallelujah. You might as well put a camera in your face 24/7. Hallelujah. 365. Because people are always watching you. Even when you think they're not watching you, they watching you. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, that's why Jesus said in verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. You know that feeling you've been getting? I've had this feeling all my life. I felt like I was on TV all my life. I felt like people were listening to my conversation. Hallelujah. Want some people, why you talk so loud? I feel like they're listening anyway. I don't want them to train themselves. Praise God. They might fall through the wall, fall through the door trying to live. I'm going to make sure they can hear pretty good. Glory to God. Because everybody's listening. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God say, if you want to be successful in Him, you might as well get ready for this. If you haven't already seen it. Hallelujah. People just looking at you on break, passing by. People just speak you ain't never spoke to before. Hallelujah. Because they've been watching you. Hallelujah. Be careful when you go places and people know that you saved. Hallelujah. Because they looking to see how saved you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't think little mama ain't looking at you trying to see how saved you are. I'm going to test them. I'm going to see how saved he is. Oh, yeah, I've been around them when they done said stuff like that. Oh, she thinks she got a good man. We finna test that out, see. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. And the last thing you want to be is like everybody. Oh, he just like everybody else. Oh, she just like everybody else. She just want to hear how she pretty and this and that. And it was that easy. Hallelujah. Church girls need love, too. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are a light of the world and you cannot be hid. Verse 15, it says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. He is giving us an illustration of what he has done with us. You want to know why? Hallelujah. Amen. When I was growing up, I wanted to know why. Why what, Elder? Why I see my friends do stuff 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Get away with it. First time, First time I go do exactly the same thing that they did, I get busted. Praise God. Well, how did you know? Hallelujah, praise God, because what I do cannot be hid. Hallelujah, because he just said, I don't light a candle and put it under the bed. You got to realize you've been lit. Lord, help me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you being offended by the attention. Hallelujah. Praise God, the attention that God put on you. Hallelujah. God is saying tonight, it's time to get used to it. Glory to God. Don't God say, don't ask me for success. If you don't want to get used to being a light, if you don't want to get used to being under constant examination, hallelujah. Praise God. Some of y'all want political positions, really? You want to go into the political world knowing they're going to talk about you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Knowing everything you did, hallelujah, from the time you could talk, hallelujah, will be scrutinized and brought up. Praise God, but this is what you're asking for. You want to be a successful CEO in some Fortune 500 company. Glory to God, hallelujah. As if they not going to want to go through your tax records and say you stealing and embezzling and all this other stuff that they do. Hallelujah, praise God. You want to be a billionaire, praise God. Look what Kanye going through. Look what Elon Musk going through. Hallelujah. Look what the dude at Amazon going through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With more money come more problems. And God say, amen, you might as well get ready for it or walk away. Hallelujah. 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 It said, amen, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Lord have mercy. You see, you not understanding what he's saying. He's saying everybody, hallelujah, everybody who you're in the presence of will see the light that's in you. Everybody. It say you give light. Replace that word, hallelujah, it with you. You give us light unto all that are in the house. Glory to God. Everybody's watching you. Hallelujah. The haters are watching you. The people that are going to follow you, be fans or whatever you want to call them, they're watching you. Glory to God. And the haters are going to hate. And the lovers are going to love. People are going to do what they do. Hallelujah, praise God. So if you social media, you're going to get good comments, you're going to get negative comments. Hallelujah, praise God. If you in the church, praise God, people are going to like what you said, some people ain't going to like it. If you in politics, they're going to like the laws you pass, some people ain't going to like the laws you pass, or somebody going to wish you passed another law. Glory to God, you ain't never going to make nobody and everybody happy. If Jesus couldn't do it, glory to God, hallelujah. You sure can't do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's the last verse we're going into tonight. Like I said, Jesus preached a long time. It said, let your light so shine before men. Don't dull yourself out. Let it shine. Hallelujah. Let people see the bright light that you are. Hallelujah. Don't be scared to step in. You got two co-workers about to fight. Don't be scared to be the peacemaker. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we go back up to verse 9, he says, blessed are the peacemakers. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Amen. Praise God. Because they shall be called the children of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't be scared, amen, to jump into the fire because you will not get burned. Hallelujah. God say, let your light shine. You got to be that beam of hope, hallelujah, where there is no hope. Hallelujah. No, I'm not asking you to go up and minister to nobody. I'm not asking you to talk to nobody. Hallelujah. I'm not asking you to do nothing more than be a light. Hallelujah. Shine, hallelujah, the way God intended for you to shine. Be an example from the way you are living your life. If you're a man and you say you're saved and you're working around a bunch of women, don't flirt with them. Don't talk to them. Don't try to sleep with them. Don't try to get their number. Show them what a man of God looks like. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're a woman of God, show these men what a woman of God looks like. Hallelujah. Praise God. Make them see that every woman ain't no hope. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That God is still here. Hallelujah. You got to be the one to bring repentance to people. Well, sometimes the only way you can tell them, but sometimes the only way you can change somebody's mind is through the example of your own life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I got to buy stuff. I did all the little tricks I normally do, and it didn't work. She really is a child of God. I caught him buying stuff. He was all alone. His wife wasn't nowhere around. I was ready, willing, right then and there, but he didn't succumb to my seduction. He truly is a man of God. Hallelujah. This is what God means when he says, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works. Glory to God. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. You know what it means to them, to God, when they say that truly is a child of God. Hallelujah. That's almost like when your child do something good or something to that nature, and somebody say, that's your son right there. That's your child. Right? They look just like you. They so well behaved. I know you raised that child right. Glory to God. See, your life is not, your life glorifies your parents' life. Because if you're this type of person, it must be because of them. Hallelujah. God is saying tonight, hallelujah, if you're that type of person, God is saying it's because of him. Hallelujah. And that's how he gets glorified through your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if we really want to glorify God, yeah, we can worship, we can pray, we can shout, hallelujah, and fall out on, it don't do no good to fall out on the altar speaking in tongues on a Sunday and you're cussing people out at your job on Monday. That's not glorifying God. Hallelujah. Praise God. To glorify God, hallelujah, is to exemplify God in your everyday life. I'm not asking you to be the perfect person. Glory to God. I'm not saying don't go to the store and get you some beer. I'm not saying, hallelujah, don't be the smoking a cigarette. I'm saying, hallelujah, show peace, show kindness, hallelujah, show love. Praise God, hallelujah. We get so caught up on these semantics on, oh, look what they doing. No, look what they doing. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. I done seen alcoholics help somebody faster than a Christian. Praise God, hallelujah. It ain't about what you do, it's how you do it. I heard an old person say that. Hallelujah, rest in peace, Fred. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. Glory to God, hallelujah. It ain't these acts that we doing that's sending us to hell. It's the way we treat people. It's the way we living our lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to start living a life of Christ. Praise God. They talked about Jesus. He over there chilling with sinners. He over there eating and drinking with them. Hallelujah. So it can't be about what I'm eating. It can't be about what I'm drinking. Hallelujah. It's got to be how I'm living. Lord have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. The preacher, God is going to make you think it's all about the tithes, it's all about the offering. Glory to God. No. Hallelujah. Every time I saw Jesus teach about some money, about giving, hallelujah, he was teaching about giving to somebody who was in need. Praise God. I say this, and the preachers always get mad. Hallelujah. But when he talked to the rich young ruler, and he told him, you need to go sell your stuff, He didn't say go sell your stuff, hallelujah, and go pay your tithes and offerings. Uh-oh. Praise God. He said go sell your stuff and give it to the poor. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because they are what's important. The people who are in need, the people who have less than you, hallelujah, that you can provide for and it won't even hurt you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is what it means to let your light shine. Hallelujah. To turn the other cheek, to pray for those that faithfully use you. Glory to God. Even though you have the right. See, a lot of people miss it when Jesus said that. But not the law changed. Now we it ain't an eye for eye no more. It's still an eye for eye. Hallelujah. You have every right according to the law. Hallelujah. That if you hit me, I have every right to hit you back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, can you be the bigger person? Hallelujah. And even though you have every right to hit this person back, can you turn the other cheek? When he talked about divorce, he said, you got every right to divorce this person. Hallelujah, amen. But it should be like it was in the beginning. When I put together, let no man put asunder. You have every right. Hallelujah. Praise God. But can you let your light shine in this situation? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You have the right, but can you let your light shine? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we get ready to close tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. Just a little sample of the Sermon on the Mount. Hallelujah. Get ready. The hate is here. Hallelujah. You're going to be hated for whatever you do. Everything you put your hands to going to prosper, but they're going to hate you for it. Praise God. If you in ministry, hallelujah, amen. If many followers you have, I multiply that by three, and that's going to be how many haters you got. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't you ever notice it's never somebody inside the camp complaining? Hallelujah. Praise God. When you heard about Creflo Dollar getting them two airplanes. Suppose he got one year, then a year or two later, he turned around and got another one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did you hear anybody inside of his congregation complain? Hallelujah. They the ones paid for it. They didn't say nothing about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's always people on the outside that don't understand what's going on the inside have their opinion. Praise God. That's why I tell everybody, keep your blinds closed because people are trying to look in. Hallelujah. Keep your blinds closed because people are trying to be all in your business. Hallelujah. They're going to try to hate on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But your job is to bring light to everybody in your house. Hallelujah. 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 And in the process of bringing light, hallelujah, to the people, hallelujah, around you, hallelujah, amen, the people that can still see your light are going to be hating on the glow. Hallelujah. You shining too bright. You doing too much. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But God say, keep doing what you're doing. They going to hate, but let them hate. Hallelujah. This is what they going to do. Jesus had haters following him around. And he told, you only here to hate on me. He called it testing. Y'all just here to test me. That's another word for hate. Y'all just here to hate on me. Hallelujah. But do what you do. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to do what I do. Praise God. Because I know I'm doing something right because you hating on me. Glory to God. So as I close, you doing something right. Hallelujah. That's how you know. Because they hating on you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So keep letting your light shine. Hallelujah. And just know you are blessed even though they're going to talk about you. Even though they're going to put dirt on your name. Even though they're going to tell false lies about you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even though they're going to try to tell this to that person and this to that person, glory to God, they're going to try to slip you up. Trip you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But they whole plan about to go sideways. They about to start drifting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, we thank you for your word on today. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have made us a light unto the world, that our light cannot be hidden, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for helping us understand why. Why we are being persecuted. Why we are being hated on. Why people don't like us. And it's simply because we are blessed by the best. Glory to God, that we are made successful in you. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we glorify you. And Lord, we love you. And Lord, we appreciate you. Hallelujah. Amen. For everything that you do. Hallelujah. These things we pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name. Hallelujah of the Lord on tonight. We truly thank God for everybody that called in tonight, everybody that tuned in. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be back online tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. With the word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Coming from First Lady Ishaw tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. So get ready for a dynamic word as usual. Hallelujah. What time you say? I'm glad you asked. That's at 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest. If you're over there in the, you know, the Midwest, hallelujah, right here in the Central Time Zone, it's 9 o'clock. And if you're on the East Coast, hallelujah, it's 10 o'clock. We will be live on TikTok, amen, and on Blog Talk Radio. So we invite you to call in. We invite you to tune in. Hallelujah, and be blessed. Hallelujah, with the word of the Lord on tomorrow night. Hallelujah, amen. You welcome Fox Millionaire. Amen. Thank you for joining us on tonight. I hope the word bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Come back and see us tomorrow night. Amen. We try to be here. We here at least Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday live. Praise God. Hallelujah. At the time I just told you. So make sure you tune in with us again tomorrow and next week. Praise God. Hallelujah. We had a blessed time in the Lord. I thank God for each and every last one of y'all. I hope that y'all were blessed tonight. Hallelujah. With the word. Praise God. And as we leave this place, but never from the presence of God, we simply pray that God's Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget.
Say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. I'm going to leave y'all with one of these hits. It's Heaven or Hell. This is a Meek Mills remake. Hallelujah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you down.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
See it.
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody. Things we do. Yeah, we can make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying.
Hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turned to decisions, uh-huh. And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you
can do me, I'm like Daniel. I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah, they do. It's all about choices in this city.
Nobody wanna die.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody wanna fail, nobody wanna die, nobody wanna live. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, send you home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys laugh. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you're talking about. It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven and kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah,
niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die. Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. Yeah.
But nobody wanna lose.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die. Nobody.
Yeah.
Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate. Catch you inebriated and faded. They being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low. I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me. Let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast. We the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't part of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob. Yeah, yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Just
Top flight.
We in the build.
Yeah.
We in the build.
Yeah.
We got London on the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase after money, I wanted to find a thing. I was a trooper 98 with 2 watches and 2 chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You singing something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seek him first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should've took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, Jesus is the only way. He's the only way, Jesus is the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.